Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav Samechet, Dav 68. We left off on Samech Zayin Amud Bet 67b, towards the top of the page, at the Gufa. Okay, Gufa, the Gemara begins. Ki ata Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we said this yesterday, ba'umot halecha achar zachar, when it's other nations, you go after the male. And he says, nitgayru halecha achar ha-pagum shebishnayam. But if they converted, you go after the pagum within both of them. My ba'umot halecha achar zachar. What does it mean, within the nations, you go after the male? So the Gemara says, ki detani, as the Braita says, minayin lechad min ha'umot shebalak na'ani. How do we know if someone from the other nations slept with the Kanaanit? That you're allowed to buy him. Sorry, veholid ben, they had his child. That you're allowed to buy him as a slave. The pasuk says, "Vegami bnei atoshavim hagarim imachem hem diknu." Says from those that are settled with you, living with you, you can buy. So that's how you know you can buy someone who slept with a Kanaanite and they had a child. Yachol af eved. This is a girsa over here. Yachol af a Kanaani shaba. Even a Kanaani who slept with one of the other nations, and then they had a child that you would think maybe you're allowed to buy him as a slave. Those that were born in your land, and you cannot buy this one who wasn't born in your land, rather he moved into your land, therefore you would not be able to buy him. And if they convert, you go after the pagum. What is that referring to? Maybe it's talking about an Egyptian who married an Ammonite woman. Hold on. Ammonite woman? Is Ammonite woman prohibited? My pagumika. What's the pagum? Ammoni velo Ammonite. The pasuk says that you were not allowed to marry an Ammoni, a male. Ammonite, female, is not prohibited. Ela ba Ammoni shenasa mitzurit. It must be talking about a male Ammoni who married an Egyptian woman. So the Gemara says, v'iz zachar have hai shadiyei abatrei didei. If it's a male child, it goes after the father, and it's an Ammoni. If it's a female, it goes after the mother, and it's a Mitzri. Then we said in the Mishnah, Kol she'en la alav kiddushin, does not have kiddushin with this man. So the Gemara says, from where do we know that these chayavei lavin, minani milei, that these negative commandments, that this negative commandment, the kiddushin would not take effect. So the Gemara says, they were inclined to say in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Ravacha bered Rava, in the name of Ravacha bered Rava. And it says, Umatu ba de Rava amar, Rava says, sorry. Ravacha bered Rava amar, sorry, it's a girsa. Ravacha bered Rava amar, Umatu ba mishum de Rabbi Segili. He says, I was inclined to say in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Beatsami beito vealcha veita lishacher. He left his house and she went to be with another man now. So the Gemara says, Le'acher v'lo l'krovim. Once they leave that marriage, she can leave the house and go be with another man, but not with the relatives, not with his relatives. So I think it's a girsa. It says, Le'acher. Matkif la Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba is a contradiction. Okay, so from there you're learning that she is not allowed to go be with the relatives. So hold on. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema le'acher v'lo l'ben. Maybe it's referring to others, but not to his son, the man's son. Where it says, ben behed yaktiv be. The son is explicit in the pasuk. It says, lo yikach ish et eshet aviv. Man is not allowed to take the wife of his father. That's explicit. Acher lamali. So why do we need the word acher in the pasuk? Shmamina la acher v'lo l'krovim. It's teaching us that she's not allowed to marry. She's allowed to go and marry others, but not the relatives. Ve'ema idi idi leben. I would have thought both of these pasukim is talking about the son. Halachat chila hadiavad. And one is saying, ideally, you shouldn't marry the son of, you know, if one's son should not marry the wife's the father's wife, old wife. And one is saying, b'diavad, that if he did, b'diavad, it would still count. So the Gemara says, l'chadchila ma'achot isha nafka. No, l'chadchila we learn from achot isha, from a sister of a wife. It says, u'ma'achot isha b'karet lo tegadesh. One's wife's sister, it's karet. So obviously, kiddushin would not work. Chayvei mitot beidin lokosh again. Liability to the beidin, death of the beidin. Is that not all the more so those cases? How much more so?
It's worse than karet. So,
how much? Yeah. So the way the order of the punishments goes is sekila, serefa, herik, chenek, and then karet. Karet is the lowest of the punishments. So the mitot beidin are much stricter. When it says ve'ema idi ve'idi ve'achot isha, why don't we say both of these pesukim are talking about one's wife's sister? Halacha tchila hadiavad, and one was referring to ideally you shouldn't, and one was referring to bediavad that if you did, it still would count. The Gemara says, "Ein achinami." Yeah, you're right. So the Gemara says, but so that's why we had a pasuk that came to reveal it that said that no, that if somebody tried to do kiddushin with achot isha, it wouldn't take effect at all. Where Rashi says, Maybe you're saying that he was making a difference between ideally versus a bediavad. Maybe that's what it's referring to. By the case of Achot Isha, maybe that's what he's referring to. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Achot Isha. Okay, we find the case of Achot Isha. How do we find the case by Achot Isha that it says Lotikach, right? It says Lotikach in the Pasuk. So it's teaching us that the Kiddushin would not work with one's wife's sister, right? So the Gemara then asks, Shar Arayot Minalan. How do we know for all the other Arayot that it wouldn't count Kiddushin? So Yalfinan Achot Isha, we learn it out from Achot Isha. Ma Achot Isha Miuchedet Shi Erva. Just like other Achot Isha, it's an erva. You're liable if you do it on purpose, it's karet. And by accident, it's a chatat. Velo tafse ba kiddushin, and kiddushin would not take effect. Af kol shehi erva, mechayavin al zedona karet, v'ashik gata chatat, lo tafse ba kiddushin, so to any erva. That zadon is karet. And shigaga, accident, is chatat, the kiddushin would not take effect. The Gemara says, "Bishlam akulu atian." That makes sense for all cases, ella except for two, ella eshet ish ve'eshet ach ikal mifrach. But by the case of eshet ish, another man's wife, or a wife of a brother, we have a contradiction. Mala achot isha sheken en la heter mekol mitzvah. And not a wife's sister, there's no situation where that would be permitted. You know, for this man to go on afterwards and marry the wife's sister during her lifetime, right, or even after. During the sister's lifetime. So how that wouldn't even be allowed in a case of mitzvah. Tomar be'eshet ach sheyesh la heter mekol mitzvah. But can you say the same thing by a wife of a brother, your brother's wife, that there is a mitzvah in the case of yibum, in the case of mitzvah, if they die without children, right? So you see that you can't learn that same law because it has a stricter application. Because it has a case of Yibum. Eshet ish nami ikal mifrach. Also by another man's wife. Ma lahanach sheken en la heter b'chaye osran. All of those cases that we mentioned, like achot isha, there's no permission for her to marry during the life of the one that made her asur. Right? Rashi says, Ma lahanach l'achot isha ka'amar. Sheken en la heter b'chaye achota oseret. She's not allowed to marry the brother-in-law while her sister is still alive. Okay, what's the case? You have Sarah is married to Abraham. Okay? Sarah and Abraham get a divorce. Abraham is not allowed to go and marry Sarah's sister. All the meanwhile that Sarah is alive. Tomar be'eshet ish, she'esh la heter b'chaye osan. We're going to say the same thing by another man's wife, that she is permitted to another man in the life of her, that they are permitted after the divorce. Once the divorce happens, she's permitted to anyone. Right? She's allowed to marry anyone in that case. So that wouldn't be the same thing of Eshedi. So you can't learn those two cases. Ela Amar Rabbi Yonah v'itemer Rav Huna v'reder Rav Yishua. Some say Rav Huna. Amar Kad, the Pasuk says, Kol asher ya'aseh mikol ha'toevot ha'ele v'nichretu. Anyone who does any of these abominations, they get karet. Hukshu kol ha'arayot kulam la'achot isha. All of the arayot are connected to achot isha. Ma achot isha lo tafsi ba'kidushin. Af kol arayot kulam lo tafsi ba'kidushin. Just like arayot, just like achot isha, kidushin does not take effect. So too, all of the other arayot, kiddushin would not take effect. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, afilu nida nami. Even a woman who's nida, kiddushin should not take effect. Alamma amar Abaye, what does Abaye say? Hakol modim ebal nida avala sota, she'ina avalad mamzer. Everyone agrees that if someone slept with a nida or a sota, the child is not a mamzer. Obviously it's not a mamzer, it's still sleeping with a nida, it's still karet, but it's not, the child wouldn't be a mamzer. So why does he say that? Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, utehi nidata alav. What does that mean? Afilu bishat nidata tehe ba'avaya. Even at the time when she's nida, kiddushin can still take effect. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. But according to the Rambam over here, halacha lemaaseh, and this is very, very thing, but it's a big machloket, but in a situation where a woman would be nida, The Rambam would say that according to this Gemara, they're allowed to do chupa even though she's nida. They wouldn't be allowed to sleep together, but it'd still be a chupa nida. Exactly, they'd still be allowed to do a chupa, and that's based on this. Right, kiddushin is tofes. But the question is, how can you do it if they're not able to sleep together? That's a big machlok. Obviously, nowadays they try to take all types of pills to make sure that they time things properly, so none of that problem happens. But if something like that would happen, it's a sheilat rav. You have to ask your rabbi. Right, so I mean, it is considered one of the arayot, kind of, but it's not in the category of the rest of the arayot that the child would be a mamzer. Right, so that's why kiddushin would take effect. So the Gemara said, in that type of case, you'd have to have a sheilat rav, ask a rabbi, but that's the case over here. Michti, ikra la akusha le nida, ikra la akusha le achot isha. You can connect the arayot to a nida, or you can connect them to the wife's sister. So, my chazit makshat lehu achot isha, aksha le nida. Why did you connect it to achot isha? Why don't you connect it to nida? And let's say that kiddushin takes effect. So the Gemara says, kula vechumra, when you have a leniency and a stringency, we always connect it to the stringency. So over here you have the leniency of nida, the kiddushin takes effect. The stringency of achot isha, we connect them to the stringency of achot isha. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar atya v'kal v'chomer yevama. No, we learn it from a kal v'chomer from yevama. Uma yevama shehi belav. Yevama has a negative commitment. She's not allowed to go and marry outside someone else until she gets yibum or chalitza from her brother-in-law. So in that case, lo tafsi b'kiddushin, but still kiddushin does not take effect. So chayave mitot, chayave kritut, lo kol sheken, liability to death, and liability to karet. First case was a lav, just a negative. Over here is liability to death or karet. Is it not all the more so, lo kol sheken, that kiddushin wouldn't take effect? So the Gemara says, yachi, if that's the case, shar chayave lavi nami. All other negative commandments also should be included. So amara papa, chayave lavi in behed yaktiv behu. Negative commandments are written explicitly. It says, "Kitiyena la'ish sheten nashim ha'achat ahuva ba'achat senua." Person has two wives. Don't do this at home. One that's loved and one that's hated. So the Gemara says, "V'chiyesh senua lifnei amakom v'yesh ahuva lifnei amakom." What is there? A hated wife in front of Hashem? A loved wife in front of Hashem? A hated wife in front of Hashem? Is that a thing? How does that make any sense? Ela ahuva ahuva minisuyeh. Loved is loved through her marriage. It's a kosher marriage. Senua b'nisuya. Hated is hated in her marriage. She's hated by God because of she's chayvei lavin. She's, let's say, an arayot that she's trying to marry. So what do you see? V'ka'amar rachmana ki tiyena. But the Torah says, when it happens, when this wife is and this man are married together. Hold on. How are they married if she's arayot? If she's one of the arayot and there's a negative commitment, how can they be married? So the Gemara explains it. This is going like the opinion that's showing that kiddushin takes effect by a negative commandment. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ulur bi akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, damar en kiddushin tofsin b'chayvei lavin. He says kiddushin does not take effect by a negative commandment. Kitiyena b'may mokim. When it says kitiyena, that when you will be with these two wives, and one is senua, there's a negative commandment. How does he explain that pasuk? So he says, b'almana l'kohen gadol. He says it's a widow with a kohen gadol. Look, Rabbi Simai, look, Rabbi Simai. The Tanya, the Braita says, Rabbi Simai omer. Min hakol hayar Rabbi Akiva osem mamzer chutz mi'almana l'kohen gadol. In all cases of arayot, Rabbi Akiva would say a child is a mamzer except for kohen gadol with a widow. Why? Shari amirat Torah, the pasuk says lo yechalel. It says you should not make halal your children. It says chilolim oseh ve'en oseh mamzerut. That almana to a kohen gadol, it does not make a mamzer. It only makes it into a halal because it says lo yechalel. Okay. It seems like it, yeah. Going to Akiva, all the arayot. Rabbi Yeshbav, the Amar Bo v'nitzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Yeshbav came and said, we saw this earlier. He said, let's go and scream at Rabbi Akiva. What is he saying? Shaya omer kol she'en lo bi'ah b'Yisrael av'ad ha'mamzer. Rabbi Akiva was saying that anyone who does not have opportunity to have relations of Am Yisrael, the child that comes from that relationship would be a mamzer. Right, so according to Rabbi Akiva, all relationships, more or less, the child is a mamzer in those cases where anyone is not allowed to marry. And Rashi says, "Sheposel harbe miyisrael." He's posel harbe miyisrael. Shaya omer kol biya biyisrael she'eno heter ba v'lan mamzer. Child is a mamzer if there's no permission. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha the Rabbi Yeshbav ila apukim the Rabbi Simai kaate." Makes sense according to Rabbi Yeshbav if he's coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Simai we just said. Shapir, that makes sense. Ela itamad and nafshei kamar. But if he's coming to give his own reason. Even positive commandments should be included. How does he explain the pasuk? Kitiyena, right? Rashi says, "Itamei d'nafshei uklala kayil." He's making a general rule. V'lad erisimai l'chudei palig. El ashmina that kol shebiato beisur v'lad mamzer b'may mokim la. If he says anytime there's a relation that it's asur, the child that comes from that relation is mamzer. So if you say that, what does he use the pasuk kitiyena to explain? So he says, how I explain is be'ula the kohen gadol. It's talking about a be'ula, a woman who's not a virgin, to the kohen gadol. That we say that kiddushin is tofes, kiddushin takes effect. So the Gemara says, Umayishna, why is that any different? Meaning, why is that aseh any different than any other aseh? So the Gemara says, Mishum dehavale aseh she'en shaveh bakol. Because that's a positive commandment, that's not equivalent to all. Right? That's only specifically by the Kohen Gadol. Only the Kohen Gadol has that prohibition of not marrying this virgin, of not marrying a be'ula, a non-virgin. Okay, ve'rabanan, ademokila v'chayveh lami, nukman v'chayveh aseh. Okay, Rabbanan, why do you say, the pasuk is saying, Kiddushin takes effect by negative commandments. Why don't you say it's talking about positive commandments? Isur of positive commandments. So he says, Hane chayve aseh b'mayninu. Mayninu. What is it? What are you referring to? Which positive commandments? Ishtehen mitzirot, if both of them are Egyptian. Ishtehen sinuot, they're both considered hated in front of Hashem. I achad mitzirit v'achad israelit. If one is Egyptian and one is israelit. Shtein nashim me'am echad bayinan. You need two women from one nation, from the pasuk. So, if you're talking about a non-virgin to a Kohen Gadol, miktiv kitiyena lekohen, does it say, when you will be with a Kohen? It says, kitiyena leish, to a man. It's not specifically talking about a Kohen. So that's why it says, it's talking about negative commandments. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, what do you say? Bal korchach, shevke likra dehave dachik umoke an nafshe. He says that you have to push the pasuk, and it's a little bit hard to explain it like this, but he says that this is the way you have to explain it, that it's talking about since the pasuk by Yevama was specifically saying that kiddushin does not take effect, we can learn there that all negative commandments will not take effect and by kiddushin. And therefore, Rashi explains that the positive commandments is what the pasuk is talking about. Let's say, for example, one of them is an Egyptian or like Rabbi Yeshbav, one is a non-virgin with a kohen gadol. That over there, in those cases, that's when kiddushin would take effect. And those ases. Then we say in the Mishnah, "V'kol mi she'en la ala v'chulei," and it says shivcha k'nanit minalim. From where do we know shivcha k'nanit? The Knanai maidservant that a kiddushin would not take effect. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra, Shevu lachem poyim achamor. Where's this pasuk? Right, exactly. So who was speaking? Mi Amar Lemi? Who was speaking to who here? Abraham to Eliezer and Ishmael. Right, that's what the Rashi explained. So he says to Ishmael, Shevu lachem poyim achamor. Why does he say that? He says Amad dome lachamor. It's a nation that is similar to a chamor, to a donkey. Ama domen chamor. Therefore, kiddushin does not take effect by donkeys. So it doesn't take an effect by those Knanites, right? Ashkechan de lo tashe ba kiddushay. Okay, we know kiddushin doesn't take effect. But v'lada kemota minalan. How do we know the child that comes from that marriage is just like them? So the Gemara says, Damar kar, the pasuk says, Haisha v'ladea tiyel adoneya. The wife, the maidservant, and her children, they should be for the master. Meaning, Rashi explains, v'shichak na'anit. She chadad eved ivri, was married to eved ivri. The Amar Kala pasuk says the lo yetzeh ben chofshi im aviv. Pasuk says that the child does not go free with the father, who's eved ivri. Rather, it stays with the mother and they're a slave to the father. So that's how you know the child that comes from the eved shichak na'anit and an eved ivri, child is like the shichak na'anit, and therefore like her mother, like his mother, and therefore he stays as a slave with the mother. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Quick 1 minute recap.